Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, September 15, 2011. Several Palestinian residents kidnapped in numerous locations across the West Bank, and settlers assault Palestinian civilians near Nablus. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. In the Jordan Valley village of Al-Aqaba, two houses and a barn were demolished by the Israeli military. Al-Aqaba village was subjected to a series of demolitions in April of this year, destroying homes and roads, and all but seven houses in the village have demolition orders outstanding. Also, demolition orders have been given to five families in the village of Khalit al-Hajjar near Hebron, and all concern each family's home. Popular Committee Coordinator in Yatta, Ratib al-Jabour, told media that the homes will be demolished for security reasons. In the meantime, Israeli soldiers attacked on Thursday a nonviolent march in support of the Palestinian statehood bid in Al-Arrub refugee camp north of the West Bank city of Hebron and injured several residents, including one child. The wounded child, Ahmed Abu Ghazi, 15, was shot by a rubber-coated steel bullet in his foot. Several residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. No arrests were reported. In related news, the Israeli military invaded a number of Palestinian communities and kidnapped 10 residents and summoned others to be questioned by Israeli intelligence. Israeli soldiers kidnapped 21-year-old Islam Khalaf from Al-Shawara near Bethlehem and three young men from Nablus, Imad Al-Tambour, Munir Al-Masri and Abdullah Dwekat. Local media sources also reported that three Palestinians were kidnapped from Qalqilia area. The three were identified as Nader Abu Haniya, 14, Abdulrahman Radwan, 15, and Muhammad Radwan, 20, from Azzoun village. Troops also kidnapped two Palestinians in Jenin area. One is Bili Awad from Siriz village, and the other is Fawzi Sharkawi from Az-Zababda. In addition, the four sons of Al-Sharkawi were presented with orders to appear at local Israeli military base for questioning. In Jerusalem, 15-year-old Amir Karain from Silwan again has been arrested as the State of Israel claims Karain missed a scheduled court appearance. The Wadi Hilwa Information Center has stated that Karain has been subjected to repeated harassments, including arrests and interrogations. In political news, Chief Palestinian Negotiator Dr. Saeb Erekat stated Thursday that there is a misunderstanding of the goals behind the Palestinian UN recognition bid. He added that, quote, "The Palestinian bid aims at obtaining a full membership at the United Nations based on establishing a Palestinian state in the borders of 1967 with Jerusalem as its capital," end quote. On his part, Palestinian Minister of Foreign Affairs Dr. Riyad al-Malki stated Thursday that the Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will request a full membership at the UN on September 23rd if he doesn't receive a, quote, "serious offer," end quote, to restart negotiations. No further comments were made on the issue. That was just some of the news from Palestine Today. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Ishmael.